Former Mississippi law enforcement officers who pleaded guilty to torturing two black men will be sentenced today. Lawyer Malik Shabazz.
We are here advocating and seeking and desiring the maximum sentence for all six Rankin County Goon Squad defendants.
One's already gotten 20 years. The Anti-Defamation League slamming former President Trump for saying on a recent podcast, any Jewish person who votes for Democrats hates their religion and everything about Israel.
It's disturbing yet again that he links his lack of strong support amongst most U.S. Jews to their feelings about the Jewish state.
The comments as voters hit primary polls today in five states. And the U.N. is warning efforts to reverse global warming are inadequate. Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
There's still time to throw out a lifeline to people and planet. But leaders must step up and act now.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People on Badger Care Plus can get birth control pills without a prescription for the first time starting today. The contraceptives are available at Medicaid-enrolled pharmacies. Badger Care has long covered over-the-counter daily oral contraception with a prescription. The new order from Governor Evers makes O-pill available without a prescription and with no out-of-pocket costs. Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein says Democrats have abandoned their base. She says she wants to give left-of-center voters a choice in November and not play spoiler.
No, actually, we are giving people an opportunity to vote who otherwise wouldn't be coming out to vote.
And who may have otherwise voted Democrat.
Well, or who wouldn't vote at all.
Stein appeared on WISN-TV's Upfront Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. An Eau Claire man was arrested after a brief chase on Monday. According to the Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office, the 28-year-old driver had an active warrant relating to a recent Eau Claire Police Department case. Officers attempted to stop the man, which prompted him to take off. Police attempted to use tire deflation devices during the chase, which lasted for about 10 minutes and ended when the driver stopped voluntarily on Highway 93 in the town of Pleasant Valley. He was then taken into custody. Lake Altoona officials say they're encouraged by the results from the smaller version of their sediment collector. Authorities tested the smaller version last week to see if it could effectively catch the sand dropped into Lake Altoona by the Eau Claire River. City officials say they now plan to test their larger collector, which is nearly three times the size of the 12-foot collector they used last week. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources officials also oversaw the testing of the smaller collector and agreed it was effective. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas. Through the whole premiere, his biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Bucks prepare for the Celtics.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks host the number one seed in the East, the Boston Celtics, tomorrow night. Damian Lillard, what they did better on Sunday in their decisive win over Phoenix.
I thought the ball just moved well. We was able to get into the paint and get them kind of in rotation, and I think the ball just went where it was supposed to go. When that happens, you get quality shots.
Milwaukee, the number two seed in the East, 10 games behind Boston. NFL, former Packers linebacker Devondre Campbell posted over 20 tweets about his time in Green Bay, saying he met privately with Matt LaFleur last season to tell him what he thought was wrong with the defense. The Packers released Campbell last week. He's now with the 49ers. Those tweets have now gone viral. Baseball, the Brewers with a 4-3 win over the Angels. At age 65, Pat Murphy asked about finally becoming a full-time manager.
A lot of people have reached out and said, oh, you deserve it, you know, and I don't feel that way. You know, I don't feel deserving. I just feel grateful.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi,
happy first day of spring as we get a little spike in our temperatures temporarily, rising to near 50 degrees. However, winds pulling out of the north become feisty, knocking us to the teens tonight and staying below freezing tomorrow under sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with an outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program here on the Civic Media Radio Network. 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. It is Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. Always appreciate Mr. Luke Mathers stopping by for a Tuesday tangent with Luke. Always fun. Always interesting, Mr. Zommers.
Absolutely. And I do agree, it also grinds my gears whenever we have terminology that just doesn't work anymore. And like...
Such as
the Big Ten, when there are 27 teams in it. Sorry, is it actually 18?
18 oh, next year.
Only 18.
Next year.
Only 18 in the 10 slot program. And
we
got a texter who said, I assume the regions are not where the team is from, but it's top 64 teams. They spread the rankings and so on and so forth, explaining how it works.
Yes,
that's true. Then why is it called regional?
Because it's just they have to divide them up. There's 64 teams.
But it's not regional.
But they make it. There are four regions where they have regional finals, but not every team is going to be from that part of the country. It's just how it works, because first and foremost, you have to pair teams up according to, you know, the highest seed, a 1, plays against a 16 seed in the first round. So if you've worked hard all year and you're a 1 seed, that means that you're going to get rewarded with theoretically an easier game in the first round.
Right.
And so theoretically, you shouldn't have to play the most difficult team or one of the most difficult teams until the Elite Eight, when there's only 8 teams left and you play 1 game to get into the Final 4.
So then why is it called regional? It's not regional.
Again, WRC, whoever's calling or texting WRCE in Richland Center, this just proves my love of Richland County. We know about sports out there.
I understand how it works.
This
I just think the name is dumb.
It says, I assume the regions are not from where the team is from, as it's top 64 teams. So they spread the rankings for nominally equal strength, but each of the 4 brackets will have a strongest and weakest based on the composition of the better ranked heavier teams in 1 bracket.
I understand how that works.
People in the RC know what's up.
No, I know how that works. I know how the rankings work, but then why is it called regional?
It's the West region, as the person just pointed out.
I don't understand.
All right. Well, just enjoy the game. Fill out a bracket. You understand?
But it's not the West region.
All right, just stop. you're just being difficult.
No, I'm saying I don't understand because it's not the teams are from wherever they're from randomly. I mean, not randomly. It's like based on skill and everything.
Well, we're going to talk. We're going to talk in just a second about if you're filling out, because today for a lot of people, millions of dollars, by the way, are bet on these brackets. And we're doing our own like internal Civic Media, not for money, but just for fun. I think there's a couple of prizes, maybe a ticket to a Britney Spears concert. which you're wearing a Britney t-shirt today.
I am.
Mark from the SAC on the telephone lines, calling in 855-752-4842. Mark from the SAC. Mark, are you calling? Are you filling out a bracket this year, or what's on your mind today, Mark?
I won't be filling out a bracket this year. I used to do that when, you know, when I was working, but sure. It's nothing that really captures my attention. But talking about the Dune movie, too, that there's actually an AI warning in the whole Dune universe. That,
really?
And you don't pick it up in the first one, aside from the invocation there, thou shalt not compute it, make a machine to do a, you know, to match it, you know, to replicate a human mind. And Frank Herbert actually, and his son actually, wrote the whole past history of the world, you know, the universe leading up to Dune, where mankind had actually been enslaved by artificial intelligence and, you know, rebelled against it, that and that actually leads up into, you know, that actually the feud between the Atreides and House Harkonnen, you know, traced back, you know, thousands of years.
Yeah.
You know, back to when mankind was revolting against the machines. That and I don't know if anybody's read those books at all, but I mean, it's kind of fascinating. But there is actually that warning in there about, you know, that's why you have the Mentats, the human computers, because they didn't have, you know, our little desktop computers to do that work for us. They actually had humans doing the work of computers.
Basically, what? Train them as fancy living calculators. Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. Now see the tables have flipped, Mark, because I'm not following along, and Zomers knows exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
But I think it's fast. Yeah. I mean, I think AI is. I'm both entertained by it, and I'm scared to death of AI, artificial intelligence, because I know that I've determined in my own head that I will meet my demise with an AI robotic dog. That's what's going to take me out. One of those spooky robotic dogs. I think that's how I'm going out of this world.
Yeah, I'll take a real dog any day over any robot dog.
I agree with you 100%. Mark, thanks for calling. Always appreciate the call, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great day. If you'd like to weigh in, anything on your mind, 855-752-AI. Regional basketball, whichever you want, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What should we do? A phone call here, Mr. Zomers, or should we do a little contest thing?
Let's do a little contest.
All right. Time now, once again, or at least to kick off. Here we go. Time now for Ride into Spring. That's right. Civic Media is helping you to ride into spring on this first day of spring. What better way to start off with the Muppets? A little Kermit, a little Fozzie Bear, moving right along. One of my favorite tunes, the Muppet movie, as a matter of fact. But here we go. This is very exciting stuff. Our team here at Civic Media has come up with a great contest, and here is your chance to become eligible to win. First and foremost, and you hear me say this every day, if you haven't downloaded the Civic Media app, you need to do that right away. You download the app, go to your app store, either Android or Apple device, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic, download it, open it up, takes less than a minute, it's free. Great deal. All right? And so here's what's going on. Throughout this next couple of weeks, we are going to give you opportunities. And by the way, this is a statewide contest. We've hired a corporate counsel now at Civic Media. And our corporate counsel has two jobs: to make sure that our contests are legal, and also because they're afraid that Todd's going to get the company sued. And so we're watching to make sure that I don't. Somewhere Jeff Perry has in his kitchen cabinet on VHS cassette the episode where there are several episodes where Letterman, they did the little jingle of, oh no, we're going to get sued. I've tried to find it. It's impossible to find it.
I've also tried.
Yeah,
it is.
I know.
Very difficult.
So anyway, the corporate attorneys now are making sure that Todd doesn't get sued, but more importantly, that we make sure that you understand this is a statewide contest. Very, very important to mention that. But even more importantly, your opportunity to win some great prizes here as we move into spring from Civic Media, such as a weekend or a getaway to the lovely Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Let me tell you, I've stayed there. We had our holiday party there for Civic Media. It was fantastic. Also, more prizes, including a bike, a patio set, a love seat, other patio furniture, and also a blender.
So, a three-in-one blender.
A three-in-one blender. A threesome blender, which sounds like my last date. But anyway, that's... That was perfectly done. Anyway, yes, a blender, a three-in-one blender, is also one of the prizes that you could win if you do the following. Here's what you do. You download the Civic Media app if you haven't gotten it. You open it up. All right. And then it gives you I'm going to do this in real time with you. And then it gives you a lovely list of all of our Civic Media stations. All right. And so you can, the first one up is the Shaw, WAUK, Mad Radio, so on and so forth. You find the one closest to you or your radio station on Civic Media, or if you don't live next to one, pick whichever one you want. Like I always, you know, I listen in on WRCE News from the Center a lot because that's, you know, where I'm from in Richland Center, or Mad Radio. I do that. So you pick whichever station is your station. It opens it up. You can see that if you're watching on the stream right there. And then right above the play button, it says text. All right. And you hit the text thing there and it opens it up right to your text. So this is a text contest. You understand? So you download the app, you go to your station, and then you hit the text button or text icon. And you text us when we tell you the word of the hour. All right. I feel like password here. And so here we go. This hour's keyword is, and let me stop right here and just say this. There are several, I mean, this is going to go on for 2 weeks, and it happens at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. There are all kinds of different keywords. You have to listen to know what the keyword is. They have given me the keyword, the one keyword in Spanish. So here we go. The keyword, the 1 o'clock keyword is Chula. Chula. Spelled C-H-U-L-A. C-H-U-L-A. Chula. That is the key word. That's the key word of the hour. So go to the Civic Media app, go to your radio station, choose one, and then on the text icon, you hit that and text the word Chula. C-H-U-L-A. And you'll be put into the pot, into the pool. And one of those numbers will be drawn out for the grand prize of the weekend at Chula Vista, or other many great prizes, a bike, patio furniture, and a three-way blender.
And we got a lot of people texting in right now.
That's fantastic.
Keep it going. That word is good for the hour.
And by the way, as someone who is semi-fluent in English, and I speak gringo espanol, only very little Spanish, isn't it ironic that Chula Vista, I mean... They combine an English pronunciation with a Spanish. So Chula in Spanish would be Chula. That's how you say it. Vista in Spanish would be Vista. So right. It should be like Chula Vista, baby. But no, it's Chula Vista. Anyway, but the key word for the 1 o'clock hour, Chula, C-H-U-L-A. Text it in right now on the Civic Media app via your station. More news after this. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power, or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tonneau Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Appreciate all the texts. The text lines are going nutso. This is fantastic. People listening wanting that weekend to Chula Vista Resort. And also a bike is on the line, some patio, outdoor patio furniture, and a three-way blender. Always comes in handy. So that's keep them coming. We'll update you more as the hour progresses here on the Tonneau Ball Show. This is what spring should be about. You know, having fun, enjoying it. All kinds of good things here. If you want to join the conversation on a Tuesday, give us a ring, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Dana, listening in over on the Eagle in WLCX. Beautiful La Crosse in western Wisconsin along the Mississippi. Dana, thanks for listening. What say you?
Yeah, good afternoon, Todd. And yes, I am sitting here in beautiful La Crosse right next to Mississippi right now on my lunch.
That's fantastic.
Say, yeah, you betcha. Say, you know, there's been a lot of talk on where should Letitia James start? You know, which property should she have her eye right. on first? And, you know, some are saying Trump Tower. I think there's the one that's right across the street from where she works. Mm-hmm. Some are saying Mar-a-Lago. But I think her best bang for the buck, I think, is she goes after Bedminster. Because what we can do then is, yeah, we can get that. And maybe that's not much worth much to the average person. But then we can dig up that grave on the first hole there and see what else is in that little crematorium he's got buried in there. Maybe there's some paperwork in there.
You know, this is a great call, Dana. This is absolutely insightful. For those who don't know, Trump's first wife is buried at Bedminster. And there's been some conspiracy theories, and you know, I'm not one to go around spreading conspiracy theories, so you better be sure to listen close the first time, as they used to say on Hee Haw. But there's some conspiracy theories out there that Trump may have buried some sort of secret documents or other things he does not want the government to find with his former wife, thinking that, well, nobody's going to disturb the dead. And so that's an interesting theory, Dana.
Well, you know, he's trying to say it's just a tax write-off, which, you know, he's getting two birds with one stone there, too, maybe.
Right. No, I mean, right? That brings up a great...
you have a great day, Dad.
Hey, appreciate it, Dana. Thank you so much. Dana listening over in La Crosse on WLCX, our great station over there in the Eagle over in La Crosse. This brings up a great question. If you were, Lolita James, if you were the attorney, which Trump property would you go after first to take for payment? Would you take Bedminster on the golf course there in New Jersey, as Dana said, or would you go after Trump Tower? There's another big skyscraper in New York you can go after. And of course there's Mar-a-Lago. I don't know which one. I mean, I think if you're Lolita James, you try to like hit him where it hurts the most. Right. And it seems like, you know, Mar-a-Lago, I mean, he likes the sun. He likes the warmth. I don't think he'd be happy to have to go back to New York because now he legally can't do business in New York for like 3 years.
That's a good point. So yeah, I think Mar-a-Lago, I think we also need to downgrade the value of it because of all the ketchup on the walls.
Right. That's also another thing. That's a great question by Dana there. Give us a call. If you were in charge, as my former boss used to say, if you ruled the world, and you don't, if you ruled the world, which Trump property would you seize first for payment? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. While we're waiting for calls on that, I want to wrap up this we talked about in the brackets here. Because I know, look, I know some people are not like into it very much, but a lot of people do this for fun. It's kind of a we're doing it here at our office. There's no money involved, but I think people are putting together a couple of prizes. And so you enter a bracket, and then now like on CBS.com, I think ESPN as well, other places, it's all computerized. So you just enter in your bracket, and then the computer takes care of, you know, you get so many points if you win a game, or then if you get so many points if you have, you know, the final 16 or the final 8 or the final 4, then the national champion, and then the point differential. So a lot of people participate this for fun. So the great Tom Oates, the sports writer, wrote for the Wisconsin State Journal for a long time and now writes periodically for the Cap Times, does some freelance work as well. He has a podcast with a former color commentator, longtime color commentator for Badger Sports, Mike Lucas. They have a great podcast. So Lucas and Oatsy are doing this podcast. And so they offer some advice in terms of if you're picking your brackets. And Oatsy says, quote, take your final four and work backwards. All right. Remember, the first weekend is always chaos. So that's interesting that you put your final four in and then work backwards rather than starting with all the first round games. That's interesting. He also says, look out for teams that may be better than they appear on paper. Tom Oates says Auburn is absolutely the most underseeded in the tournament. So there's a hot tip from Oatsy. Auburn may be going further than a lot of people think. Veteran journalists are also thrilled with the Badgers and the way the Badgers played in the Big Ten. Let's see here. Mike Lucas says, I thought we saw the best of point guard Chucky Hepburn against Purdue and Illinois. Also goes on to say he was a different player and there was a different leading scorer in each game, which shows balance. And so now it really comes down to, you know, the Badgers play 4 games in 4 days. Physically, how are they going to stack up physically? And then James Madison, Tom Oates says what James Madison does well, the Badgers' opponent on Friday, is shoot the three with multiple three-pointers, and they defend the three well. Wisconsin just has to crush it in the lane. I think it comes down to Stephen Crowell and Tyler Wall and how much damage they do. That or someone like AJ Storr or John Blackwell getting in there and taking it to the rim, unquote. Advice from Tom Oates and Mike Lucas on filling out the bracket. Some things to think about there. Let's go to the phone line, 855-752-4842. A couple of minutes left. Karina from Milwaukee. Karina, thanks for calling in. If you had to choose a property to take away from Trump first, which one would it be?
The most profitable one, obviously.
Right.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, I don't know which one that is.
I don't know which one it is because I don't think we will know all the property he owns because that the man filled out so many bankruptcy, as many as allowed and as many as allowed by the law in the period of time. How you can possibly think that man is successful as a businessman when he bankrupted a casino in Las Vegas? You right? have to be a numbnut, completely.
I don't hear that term used often enough. But you're right. I think Trump is a numbnut. But here, I appreciate the call, Karina. Thank you so very much.
The only thing he's doing, he's writing his papa's money.
Yeah.
And when he does, he's just patching it up around himself. Money way too stretched. And I don't think they really exist, honestly, to say.
Thanks, Karina. Really appreciate the call. Off the text line, Jack from Merrimack says, how about his jet? Because he has to ride his, you know, the jet to all the campaign rallies. That's a good one. Also, a caller WAUK says the same thing. Take his personal plane. Back with more calls. One standing by in Eau Claire after this.
Hee-haw's back.
Oh, boy.
Let's go.
Internet mail.
Hee-haw! Tune in Tuesday to the Devil's Advocates for the Peter Navarro Goes to Prison edition. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Listen to the Devil's Advocates 4 to 6.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two hospitals and several clinics in and around Eau Claire are set to close Friday. Governor Evers is calling on Republican lawmakers to release $15 million for health care in the region.
I don't know what could be more of a crisis, frankly. If they're waiting for something else, they've got one right now.
Evers and Republicans disagree whether the money should just go to emergency rooms or pay for more services. It's up to the Joint Finance Committee to release the money. A lot of rural communities around Wisconsin don't have tornado sirens. Local leaders are urging people to get a NOAA weather radio, download weather apps, and sign up for local mass phone notifications. Tornado season normally starts in the spring, but Wisconsin did get some tornadoes in February. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Another discrimination lawsuit has been filed against the chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. The new lawsuit from Olga Diaz is connected to the other lawsuit from Rochelle Hoffman, who claims she was let go as interim director for Multicultural Student Services because she was white. According to Diaz's lawsuit, she supported the affirmative action complaint filed by Hoffman, which allegedly prompted Chancellor Schmidt to request her resignation. Diaz claims Schmidt considered her a distraction. If you're a fan of a good old-fashioned burger, you'll be happy to learn that Chippewa Valley Burger Week is underway. The event is organized by Volume 1 and the Wisconsin Beef Council, and restaurants participating in the event will have deals and specialty burgers available until March 24th. It's the second year the organizations have put on the event, with 16 participating restaurants last year and 20 this year. Their goal is to allow restaurants to showcase their menus and get residents out into the community.
And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. It was a big weekend at the box office for sequels. Kung Fu Panda took the top slot with $30 million in its second weekend on the big screen, totaling $107 million for its first 2 weeks. Panda 4 barely nudged out Dune 2, which came in at $29 million, but easily bested Arthur the King, a new Mark Wahlberg canine drama. That's the dog, not the tooth, which came in with a disappointing 7.5 mil on over 3,000 screens. Will the new Ghostbusters take the title from the Panda Champ this coming weekend? Yes, Sensei. Fans of Billy Dee Williams as Lando Calrissian, at least those who are still alive, might have to pass the hat if they want to see him in the role again. Deadline says Billy Dee says he's not opposed to playing Lando again, but wants to get paid. Deadline reported that Williams says he wouldn't mind playing Calrissian again, but says Williams' attitude is pay me a lot of money and I'll sell my soul. Now that, folks, is artistic integrity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happy first day of spring as we get a little spike in our temperatures temporarily, rising to near 50 degrees. However, winds pulling out of the north become feisty, knocking us to the teens tonight and staying below freezing tomorrow under sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
Now we're not ones to go around spreading rumors. Why, really, we're just not the gossipy kind.
Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is a classic. Mr. Sommers has gone into the CBS vault and pulled out a classic. That right there, that is a slice of Todd's childhood growing up on West Side Drive in Richland Center in Southwest Wisconsin. Saturday nights, get out your TV dinners and sit around and watch Hee Haw. Right there. You want to know that? That was my childhood.
My mom's as well.
Oh, ouch. Ouch. That would hurt. My mom's as well, he says.
Well, she liked the show. She liked Hee Haw.
I know. Yes, of course she did. On a certain generation, that's what you watched, you know. I would say it was a 70s version of the Cripes cast with Charlie Behrens. It was very kind of rural. It was kind of a spoof on rural life, you know, kind of a wink and a nod. And, and it had some great country music on it as well. So anyway, asking the question, the reason we brought that song up is because we're asking the question, thanks to Dana, one of our listeners in La Crosse, if you were Melina James, the prosecutor here, and you said, okay, you're not paying up big boy Donnie, you can't come up with the money that you're supposed to, so we're by law going to take one of your properties, or at least start taking the property, where would you start? Which Trump property would you take for payment? Some people off the text line were saying the plane. Start with the plane, the Trump plane. Now, I don't know the law. I don't know if that's in play or not. But if it is, then, yeah, that's certainly one. And one of our callers, Dana, said Bedminster, the golf course, because that's where Trump buried his first wife.
We can find out if the conspiracy theories are true.
And right. And the conspiracy theories are that Trump buried some very, you know, bad documents for him with his wife so that nobody would ever find him. And so that's gossip. So that's why we played that song from Hee Haw. You know, we don't spread gossip here, so make sure you listen close the first time. Let's go to the phone line, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Tim, listening in on WCFW, the Tap, up in beautiful Eau Claire. Tim, thanks for calling. What say you?
Yeah, I want to weigh in on that, which one to take, and then I have a question.
Yeah.
I think I agree with the man who said Bedminster, because, you know, the Russians have been long thought to have, you know, been bankrolling him and laundering money. But if and when they take that, do you think you could see Putin get involved and he'd be suing Trump or Letitia James because he's got that money in there?
Look, anything. I don't say no to anything these days. I mean, truth has become stranger than fiction, so I don't count anything out. But I don't think that, you know, Putin wants to get wrapped up in a loss in the legal systems directly in the United States. So I'm not sure whether we'd find that or not. But, you know, hey, I mean, it's as bizarre as anything else. I mean, run down the list, right, of things that I never thought I would say see in American politics. In the last, if anything, the last 4 to 8 years has taught us that, you know, anything's possible. So we'll see. Appreciate anything else for us, Tim?
No, that's it.
All right, sounds good. Hey, thanks for calling. Are you listening up there on the Tap, WCFW?
Yep.
Sounds great. We appreciate your listenership up there in the beautiful Chippewa Valley. Tim calling in from Eau Claire. Mr. Zombers, do you have a favorite thing you would a property that you would take and place some money if you were Letitia James?
I don't know. I know there's all of these. There's a lot of good answers here. I do think that Mar-a-Lago has got to be the way to go because it's so iconic. Like, Donald Trump and Mar-a-Lago have become more synonymous than Donald Trump and Trump Tower
right.
at this point.
Right.
And so I think that's the biggest ego hit to him.
Yeah.
And I think to me, that's obviously not the most important thing to the law, but to me, that's right. The most important thing.
I agree with you that a lot of this, the reason he's getting so upset, according to people familiar with the source, as they say, part of it is because he's being humiliated in public. And one of the things, maybe the thing that Trump hates the most is being laughed at. And that's why he tweets into Jimmy Kimmel on, you know, the Oscars. It's why he goes after Colbert, because he hates being laughed at. It's the thing that gets under his skin the most. He's a very thin
Donald Trump.
he's a very thin skinned person. Apparently Donald Trump is. So, Anyway, well, if you have anybody else have a thought on that, which property would you seize from Trump to help pay for this? Give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media line. Speaking of that, a listener listening in down in Waukesha, W-A-U-K, the Shaw, says, quote, take his plane. So he would have to fly on one of those beautiful Boeing planes that have their doors that fly off while in midair. It would be a beautiful sight to behold. Well, now, hang on here. I'm not going to wish anybody direct harm, you understand. But, I wouldn't that be fantastic that, you know, that Trump would have to fly commercial in a safe way, but flying commercial.
I can do it for you, or and you don't have to wish direct harm on anybody. Civic media doesn't.
No, we don't want to do that. We can get things done at the ballot box. We'll just leave it at that. All right. Want to go to another story here. This is important news, and one of these things that I wanted to pass on to make sure that people are aware of. I follow a site or news. It's like a communication news place called Cord Cutters. cordcuttersnews.com. And I've seen this a couple other places too. On St. Patrick's Day, they came out with a headline, 71 million AT&T customers have reportedly had their data leaked, including social security numbers, birth dates, and more.
That's pretty bad.
So if you are an AT&T customer, you might want to check with your provider and see what's going on. According to cordcuttersnews.com, an online hacker is claiming to have the personal data of 71 million AT&T customers, according to a report from Bleeping Computer. This leak reportedly includes names, addresses, mobile phone numbers, decrypted date of birth, encrypted social security numbers, and other internal information of AT&T customers. AT&T said that this data was not leaked by AT&T, and they have no evidence that their network was compromised. It is possible, though, that a third-party partner of AT&T had their network compromised, leading to the leak of AT&T customer data. And you say, well, now, Todd, what the heck's going on here? I'm not an expert in this field, but what you have sometimes is, well, I'll take my own personal family situation. We talked about this in the show a while back, where once again, proving that mom was right, right? So mom had a Charter Spectrum for her cable service, and they talked her into doing these streaming boxes through Xumo. I think it was started at X, Xumo. Well, it turns out that Xumo is not owned by Spectrum Charter. They're a third party that checked Charter Spectrum contracts through. And so if you give Xumo information or whatever, that's separate from Charter Spectrum. So it could be the same thing here where there are services that AT&T offers that are not directly under their ownership, but, you know, they have a third party. So that appears to maybe be what happened here. According to an update, AT&T now has confirmed to Cord Cutter News that it does not believe that its network was compromised way back in 2021. But recently, the data was originally put up for sale in 2021, but is now listed for free online. The Bleeping Computer source says it has reviewed the data, and while it cannot confirm that all 73 million lines are accurate, it can verify some of the data contains the correct information, including social security numbers, addresses, date of birth, and phone numbers. So be very careful of any calls or text messages claiming to be from AT&T. With this data leaked, it can be used to create targeted attacks on AT&T customers. And I think that's the biggest thing I wanted to pass along to people. If you're an AT&T customer, either landline, cable, or mobile phone, cell phone, make sure that if you get a text or a call or an email that claims to be AT&T, you know, as we've learned from other Better Business Bureau situations, ask them for a phone number. And say, or better yet, just say, well, I'll look on my bill and I'll call the number on my bill to take care of this. That's the, because if you ask them for a number, they give you a fake number. I had this happen to me back when I owned a small business, a coffee shop here in Madison. I was like 2 months into our ownership of the new business. And I got a call from MG&E, the electric company here in Madison, and said that we were 2 months behind on our electric bill. It was like $500 and some odd, and that there was a truck, a utility truck from MG&E on the way. They were going to disconnect me unless I paid this. And, you know, as a small business, you think, oh my gosh, did I just put an envelope somewhere wrong? Maybe I did forget it. But long story short, our landlord was going to pick up the first couple of months of electric on this place. So I said, wait a minute, I'm going to go down and to the office right now and ask my landlord. And as soon as I said, you stay on the line. And as soon as I did that, click, they hung up. So I think this is just a good reminder whether or not all of this data actually did get leaked from AT&T or not. It appears that some of this is real. So if you are an AT&T customer and you get a call from them or an email or a text, you tell them that you'll reach out with a customer service number from your bill that you know to be fair and accurate. You know, just don't take things for gospel. Also, another in this story here, they suggest adding a second layer of protection onto your most critical accounts is key. They call it two-step authentication, which we have that a lot of stuff here at Civic, and in a way it drives me nuts, but I know it's the right thing to do. What does that mean? It means that when you log on someplace, they'll say, okay, we'll send you a code to your cell phone. And then you have to enter that code in order to get into your account. So someone would have to have your physical phone or computer for that two-step or two-factor authentication. So just be careful out there, as they say, right? Have you ever had anybody try to scam you, Mr. Summers?
Yeah. Let's see. I can think of a few times. I know once on an old credit card I had, I went to check it for the bill and I saw, I got an alert text. I got a text that was, hey, we saw some weird activity on your account. So I went and looked and somebody bought like $600 worth of flowers online with my card. And I was like,
flowers?
How do you buy $600 worth of flowers and why?
A wedding?
Also,
I don't know.
But at that point, I feel like it's going to be more than $600 because if you buy a bouquet, let's say it's $30. This is just a random number. If you put the word wedding on the bouquet, it's going to be $300.
Right.
So
it's true.
I feel like $600 is not enough for that. So I don't know. It was just baffling and I just canceled that card, got a new one.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But that was the weirdest one.
No, it's scary times out there. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, people say, I don't want to give my credit card or my social security number out. Well, there are some companies that, you know, for some things, you literally can't do anything without doing that.
Yeah, I know I ran into that at the pharmacy sometimes.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, you can write it down, I'll enter it in, and then immediately tear it up in front of you and put it into the box of stuff that we're going to shred as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And like, because we need it sometimes.
Yep. It's just a good reminder of the story. I know this one, you know, happens to target AT&T customers, but all of us, I think all of it, particularly people who happen to be maybe older in our lives or young teenagers, both, you know, it's a good reminder to parents, other people, if you see, look at your phone, if you're getting a call that says unknown or potential spam, if you don't know the number, let it go to voicemail, right? And if it's legit, fine, but you'll find out real fast. And do not give out personal information if you feel any sense of uncomfort or discomfort, because chances are it's somebody trying to scam you. So just be aware out there. We're going to come back and remind you of our spring ride giveaway. Ride into spring giveaway. Get it right yet. Give you the secret number or secret word once again. Stay tuned to the Tom Will Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. Here's a little hee-haw on the way out.
So you'd better be sure and listen close first time.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to the Tahlaball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from when Maggie Dawn takes over these airwaves, the Maggie Dawn Show, every afternoon from 2 until 4 right here in Civic Media. Always informative, good time. Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4, immediately following the top of the hour news, weather, and sports update. Speaking of updates, again, it is the first day of spring, and that's right, play the music, Mrs. Zombers. Ride into the spring.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose.
It's good to come a habit.
It's going to be a habit for the next week and a half or so, almost 2 weeks, as Civic Media is launching our Ride into Spring Text to Win contest. So this is not a call-in contest. This is not an email contest. And for heaven's sakes, it's not a pen pal contest. No pen and paper involved. Must be, you must have a cell phone or a mobile phone to participate. All right. And so you download the Civic Media app, and hopefully all of you listening have already done that. By the way, just doing that, it's free. Takes less than a minute. So download the Civic Media app. Go to your iPhone or Android device app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, and download the app. Then when you open it up, there's going to be a lovely list of all of our stations across Wisconsin in Civic Media. Pick your station or the one that you listen to or the one that's closest to you. You just hit that station. It's going to open up. And right above the red play button, you're going to see a little icon or button that says text with little like voice bubbles on it. And you just hit the text icon and that'll take you right to your, allow you to text us from your phone. And so this hour's keyword that you want to text us is Chula. The keyword is Chula. C-H-U-L-A. Chula. You text us to that on the Civic Media app via your favorite, your station, and you're going to be eligible to win a vacation at the beautiful Chula Vista Resort right here in Wisconsin. We're not in Wisconsin Dells, but in Wisconsin Dells. I've been there. It's a lovely, lovely place. They have golf. They have water slides. They have great food. Phil Nee and I, by the way, from WRCO, Phil Nee and I had the buffet, the morning brunch buffet at Chula Vista when we stayed over there for our holiday party. Let me tell you, you know, as my friend Dale Schultz likes to say, if you go home hungry, it's your own fault. I mean, there's bacon and sausage and waffles and pancakes and eggs and fruit and the list goes on and on. So if you're looking for a great place to take the family, go to Chula Vista Resort anytime, not just the summer. So you could win that, an all-exclusive paid trip to Chula Vista Resort. Also in the mix, a bike. And who doesn't want a bike in beautiful weather like this? Patio furniture. We're getting to that springtime of year. And also a three-way blender, which I don't know why, but I'm most intrigued by a three-way blender.
It's a 3-in-1 blender, Todd.
I'm sorry.
See, earlier you described you likened it to your most recent experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, it is 3-in-1.
3-in-1 blender.
Not 3-way blender.
Okay. I like 3-way better.
Andrew in Maine is wondering, so you've mentioned you've been to Chula Vista,
yes.
But are you allowed back or do you still have parking tickets to pay?
That's a very fair question. And yes, I've not done anything to
draw the ire.
Right. No, I can go back to Chula Vista. There have been no parking tickets at Chula Vista. So yeah, I can go back. So yes, in all seriousness, download the Civic Media app, go to your favorite station, hit the text icon, and simply text us one word. That word, Chula, C-H-U-L-A, C-H-U-L-A, Chula. And you too can be eligible to win. Next chance to win, by the way, coming up during the lovely Maggie Dawn show in the 3 o'clock hour. So be listening. Maggie will give you another word in the 3 o'clock hour, and you can text that word for yet more opportunities to win. So give us a text for your opportunity to win here at the Civic Media's Ride into Spring giveaway. Great idea. Our very own Aaron Carreno, I think, is in charge of this. And there's a guy who's always thinking. You understand? He's always thinking. And not just our talk stations, but we have all of our music stations. So if you're at WRCO in Richland Center, if you listen to Phil Nee and all the great people there, you're going to find ways to win. Up in St. Croix Falls, up in Park Falls as well. And there's a 98Q, Q98. Yeah, all these great stations. All great chances to win for the next couple of weeks. So looking forward to that. Coming up on the show tomorrow is going to be, and by the way, some great texts are coming in. You have to give us the real word if you want to win. But somebody actually texted us Chalupa.
Well, it was a joke.
I know, but I think it was funny. But you can't win if you text us Chalupa.
He knows. It's Andrew from Verona, and he's just sent a bunch of similar words with question marks after them. He did also send the correct word beforehand.
I actually enjoy that.
Oh, yeah. It's funny.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Chupacabra was also one of them.
Chupacabra, China, Cthulhu.
China. All right, Jack, here's a great way to end the show. Jack, and believe me, all of our great callers and listeners, this is what makes the show fantastic, right? The participation. Jack and Merrimack, one of my favorite callers, favorite listeners. We talked about this AT&T thing going on. He says, FYI, it's not just AT&T. In the last week, I've gotten about 4 texts claiming that there was a United States Postal Service delivery waiting, but they needed, quote, confirmation, unquote, of certain confidential data. Beware of stuff like that. The United States Postal Service will not accept packages without an address and does not need your Social Security number, your date of birth, or anything else other than that address, which they already have.
I didn't even think to bring this up because I've gotten some of these texts before and I just ignore them.
Yeah.
But I suppose it's good to take a step back and think, you know what? They can be convincing.
Well, absolutely. And again, I've gotten what Jack's talking about. I've gotten this as well, because when I have my coffee shop, our delivery people, usually UPS, the great folks at UPS, what can Brown do for you? Quite a lot, as a matter of fact. UPS or FedEx, they will text you to let you know your package is going to be delivered that day. And these fake ones look very similar. The difference is the legit ones will never ask for that personal information. Great, great text, Jack. Really appreciate it. Great way to end the show with some news you can use. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn next. Thanks to Luke Mathers for being on with Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Tomorrow, Pat Kreitlow, Trigvi Olsen. Going to be a great show. Thanks to Mr. Zommers and all of you. Stay tuned now for Maggie. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown
and all of Wisconsin.
93.5, The Tap.
I'm Earl, host of The Earl Ingram Show. Wednesday at 9 a.m., I'll be joined by Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, only on Civic Media.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. We are following breaking news from Washington, where the U.S. Supreme Court has just lifted its pause less than 24 hours